Right now, we've got to take a look at our forecast with Pat Pigano. Pat, how are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. Feeling better, thank you. That whole thing, you know, I did watch the president's speech last night. Of course, very somber. Like you said, it's not an easy fix. I mean, part of the biggest problem, I think, is gun control.
Well, that's part of the problem, but you can use that, and you're still going to have these shootings. But police are overburdened. Not only do they have to police the street, but they also have to be mental health experts. They need more help in the you've got to beef up your police forces with a mental health wing. Homeland Security, Pat. Even though I'm against we've lost all our privacy on telephones and stuff like that, Homeland Security has done a pretty good job in filtering out and protecting us. The same thing, that approach now has got to be taken with social media. They have to follow these people. You have to follow people on social media. I mean, there's so many different things that have to be done. That one thing just isn't going to do it, and sooner or later, I don't know what it's going to take this country to do it. I mean, it's going to take a multi-pronged effort. It's going to take conservatives and liberals. It's going to take Republicans and Democrats and independents. They all have to come up with a major plan to aid police, aid the schools, aid mental health counselors, and some form of tightening certain gun controls, but. There's not one answer. And you look at this now. How many children died at Sandy Hook? Was it 24 or 23? And now there's 19 children died in this shooting. You had that shooting in Florida that had, 22 die. Of course, I mean, I'm going to stop now, but it's just horrible. But anyways, the good news is you came through all your tests okay yesterday?
The cardiologist thinks that what was seen on the EKG was happened during the violent episodes when I was sick. But he said he doesn't see anything to worry about, but he would like me to have a sonogram of the heart and the carotid arteries. So they scheduled that for June 24th.
Well,
and that was that. And, I'm still... I'm still pretty much dragging. I'll tell you right now, I am definitely not myself. And what's ironic about this, I mean, I heard about you. You had similar things. I heard about someone in Delaware. I'm hearing about almost the same kind of symptoms in different states, and everybody in those states said, "Oh, it was probably food poisoning." I don't think I don't think it could be that coincidental. I'm thinking that there is a bug going around, a stomach bug going around that people are getting. That's what I'm thinking. But, I guess right now all their emphasis is on monkeypox. So they're not talking about it. But
monkeypox looks a lot like shingles.
Yeah. And again, anybody who is born before 1972 doesn't really have to worry about it because they said those people were inoculated with the smallpox vaccine and that will protect them.
Now, yesterday, how about this? I'm sitting here at work and I get a note from my doctor. He wants me to go get a blood test on clotting, and then I have to go on Friday and get a sonogram on my abdomen. I have no idea why. I've got to call him today and find out what he's looking for. So I didn't sleep well last night. I got my blood test done already. And it was funny when she was drawing the blood. When she finished drawing the blood, she said to me, "Do you take a blood thinner?" And I laughed. I said, "No, that's funny. No, I don't." I said, "But I've had this weird occurrence where if I get a deep cut, not just a scratch on the surface, which will bleed right away, capillary, but if I get a deep cut, the blood coagulates right away." And so she took the needle out after she did the blood draw. And what happened? You know how they normally have to put a piece of gauze on there and tape it on there?
Yeah.
No, no blood came out.
That means it clotted.
It clotted right away.
Right.
So I guess I've got to call my doctor today and find out what he's looking for. But that, you know, once again, those three things are all happening today. And then, so I didn't sleep well last night. I kept waking up thinking I was in the hospital. Your mind does some wild things.
It really does. You're right.
So now let's get away from our health and talk about wild things like the weather.
Well, I think today's going to be a decent day. Sunny to partly cloudy.
Yesterday turned out to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, and today should be pretty decent, 70 to 75. Clear tonight, 50. And tomorrow, sun and clouds, mid-70s. So we're still good through Thursday. Then Friday, we have showers. Maybe a thunderstorm with a high getting close to 80. We still have showers in the forecast and a thunderstorm on Saturday, 75 to 80. With any luck at all, partly cloudy skies for Sunday and Monday. So right now, I will guess that two-thirds of the holiday weekend will be dry. Just how sunny it is Sunday and Monday is still questionable. But Saturday looks to be, hopefully, the last day that we'll have to experience showers.
You know, it's funny, you talked about those thin high clouds.
Right.
They came in the afternoon. The temperature went from like 73 or 74 down to about 70. Not that much, but they came in the afternoon. Didn't bring any precipitation, but did kind of blot out the sun. But yesterday actually turned out to be a pretty nice day. And so we'll look forward to another day like that today.
Yeah, that's from what I could tell. I don't see anything very ominous. Right through tomorrow, I don't even see anything too ominous on Friday. You know, my biggest problem is determining whether or not showers are going to linger into Sunday. If they do, it would probably be in the morning and then just dry out in the afternoon. But I just don't trust weather patterns on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Well, I consider the whole weekend to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 4 days.
Yeah, well, Friday's not good.
No, but...
Neither is Saturday, so you're talking 50-50.
So Sunday and Monday, 50-50, yeah. Well, yeah. But at least it doesn't look like it's going to be a huge washout. That's the good news.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
And at least it's going to be mild.
It can be mild, and it's not going to be a huge washout. And so you'll be able to do what you want to do. Just bring a poncho. I like ponchos better than umbrellas.
Well, yeah, I agree.
You know, when you're out in public, if you go into your car, yeah, an umbrella is fine. But if you're going to go out to an event and it's going to be showers, those little ponchos, they in a little square pack. You know, you can just carry it around, and if you need it, boom, pop it on.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about poking people with your umbrella and stuff like that.
That's right.
Right. So you're right, but I hope there will be not much use for either the umbrella or poncho for the holiday weekend. But I think we should begin to really nail it down tomorrow.
All right. Well, that's good news. Well, Pat, I got my first month bills on internet and cable service since I cut the cord.
Right.
At my house, I'm saving $228 a month.
Well,
at work, we're saving almost $400 a month. That's amazing.
Great.
That's amazing. And you know what I've discovered?
Yeah.
You know what I've discovered? Hulu Live. You have to pay for it. Okay. It's one of the a la carte services and I include this in my savings. But it's great. Hulu Live is absolutely terrific.
Okay.
And I combine that with Amazon Prime Video and with Netflix and with Paramount, which is free to me, and with Peacock, which is free to me. I have everything I need. Because you know what Hulu includes? And I didn't realize. It includes NFL Network. It includes the YES Network for baseball. I mean, I get everything I need. Amazing.
That's great. I saw an advertisement that Starlink is also offering internet.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Because you're telling me just cable right now.
No. It's a cable. You can subscribe to the cable services over it. Their internet service is very good, and it's now $100 a month. To buy the equipment is $500, but it's $100 a month, and you get almost 1 gig speed. Amazing.
And no phone service yet, though, right?
You can do your phone over internet if you've got a cell phone.
Right.
But okay. No phone service, but no wired phone service now.
No wired phone service, okay.
All right, Pat, I want you to feel better. Keep us informed.
Thank you, I will. Take care, Marshall.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.